My name is Dr. Stephen Haddad. I'm an orthopedic surgeon with Illinois Bone and Joint Institute, where I subspecialize in foot and ankle surgery. The conditions we see in the foot and ankle world are broad-spanning. They basically range from difficulty that patients have in the forefoot, like bunions and hammer toes, all the way to difficulty in the hindfoot, where you might have arthritis or ankle arthritis that requires more technically complex procedures. I think the changes in foot and ankle are probably more dramatic than we may see in some of the other disciplines because it's a young specialty and it's an evolving specialty. Some of the areas where I tend to focus nowadays are arthritic conditions of the ankle joint. Patients that have either osteoarthritis, which is the more standard degenerative wear that occurs as we age. Some patients have rheumatoid arthritis, which is a systemic condition that creates deterioration of the ankle joint over the years because your body sort of attacks itself and destroys its own cartilage. And there's also post-traumatic arthritis. Patients that had motor vehicle accidents or falls from height many years ago wind up having their ankle joint deteriorate over the years, leading to an arthritic condition that leads to stiffness as well as pain. I think that patients decide to see an orthopedic surgeon if their lifestyle is incapacitated in some way. So if you find that if you enjoy golf or tennis and you find that when you're playing tennis and you try to cut to take your shot and suddenly your ankle gives way underneath because you don't have the stability any longer, that would drive you to see an orthopedic surgeon. If you're a golfer and you like to walk your 18 holes and suddenly by about the seventh hole you say, boy, this is just killing me. I can't get through this next round without riding the cart and your buddies are making fun of you, then suddenly you may change your mind and say, I need to see somebody to see what's going on with the ankle joint. I think the most important and fundamental thought process behind that is don't be afraid to see the orthopedist because most of us are not surgical hungry people that say that that's your only option. There's a lot of conservative treatment options for patients with all types of ankle pathology. And so at the very least, you get a baseline of your condition, understand what you're dealing with and how we can proceed from there. I tend to focus a little bit more on the complex reconstructive efforts in foot and ankle surgery, and that's become my passion over the past number of years. So I end up taking care of a number of patients that have old deformities that need correction, or if they have severe arthritic changes, I can either replace their ankle joints or even fuse their ankle joints if that's necessary. I tend to stay on the cutting edge of any type of orthopedic technology as it stands today. I firmly believe in educating you, the patient, on what your problem is, what we can do to take care of it, and what your expectations should be with either your surgical or conservative result. I think an uneducated patient is an unhappy patient, no matter what they have, surgery or conservative care. And I think if you come and see me and we discuss these issues face to face, you'll find that we spend a lot of time making sure you understand what your problem is first, before we talk about where to go from here.